Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
The show today and always sponsored by Bet River Sportsbook, your pro football betting powerhouse all season long. And of course, your hometown sportsbook, BetRivers.com and the Bet Rivers app. We'll get to teaser discussion coming up in just a moment here, but want to remind everybody, Odyssey Sports NFL insider, former NFL general manager Michael Lombardi joins us to start next hour, 20 minutes from now. His takes on all four games coming up this, the best sports weekend of the year, divisional weekend in the National Football League. A full, thorough, I was going to do the in-depth, that would be IDPD, in-depth prop discussion. I think that one probably stays on the cutting room floor, though.
Sounds like maybe under a bunch of law enforcement. Yeah, probably don't want to do that.
So the big-time prop discussion coming up, a game of whatever you prefer in hour number two to serve you, dear listener and dear viewer, as a roadmap, a guide, if you will, to making good prop decisions. And, man, like, now that sports betting's legalized in New York and like everyone's using Bet Rivers is the best. I get texts from my friends like with screenshots of like the prop bets that they're putting in, and I'm just like, guys, like I don't know how good an idea it is to parlay like Evan McPherson over 1.5 field goals with George Kittle first touchdown of the game. It's like, please, like,
but it pays like 50-1.
It's also never going to happen. Like, it's never. I mean, I guess it could happen, right? But like, we are gonna try to give you the best information so you can make like at least like. Well, like thought out prop decisions here, not just right. Like random.
Get your money's worth.
This because it's now right it. So we're gonna do that for you coming up in hour number two, and best bets, of course, to close the show with side total props and the prop game gonna make thy royal appearance. If you like what you're hearing right now, like what you're watching right now, search You Bet wherever you find your podcast and subscribe to You Bet or You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern time on the BetQL network. And with that, Mr. Barkley, we turn our attention to teasers. And we do it every single week throughout the NFL season. And just maybe give us a little bit of breakdown here, Ken, on why teasers can be valuable in the postseason with these lines being as tight as they are. And then we can try and find some potential value.
Yeah, I think if you look at it, like all the types of bets at your disposal, so like you could bet the side, you could bet the total, you could tease, you could parlay, you can do a lot of different types of teasers, you can buy and sell points in a lot of situations. Like these are all kind of tools in your toolbox that like maybe there's some situations where they're worth using, maybe there's some situations where they aren't worth using, depending on what you're being charged price-wise for each of the things that I just mentioned. Price that you're being charged will be important, but also like, is this a situation for this particular tool or for this particular tool? Like how should I attack each of these games? Teasers can be a really valuable way to attack what I would consider very efficient markets. So if we think the point spreads, let's say this weekend, for example, we think the point spreads are all very correct. All of us kind of universally agree, like this is the right number. This is the right difference between these two teams. I would look at Kansas City, Buffalo, a number that hasn't moved basically in the entire week as maybe that. Tampa Bay and the Rams, depending on the injury report for the Tampa's offensive line, could end up holding in that area. I feel like a lot of numbers that haven't moved a whole lot this week and there's sort of consensus agreement on what the number is supposed to be. If we feel good about anchoring ourselves in the idea that that number is great, then teasing away from that number becomes more valuable because we all collectively have kind of agreed like that's the right number. And then getting points away from that in either direction can be a little bit more valuable. And I'll compare that to a situation which maybe won't be good. Let's say we have a game between two teams who are each starting quarterbacks who have never played before, like backup quarterbacks. Packers Lions in week 18 would actually be a really good example of this. I don't think any of us have any idea what the point spread is supposed to be in that game. If Jordan Love for half a game is going to face Tim Boyle or something, you know, and I guess Packers lines didn't have all those dynamics, but you understand what I'm saying. Basically, if you had a backup quarterback for each team, none of us are going to agree on what the difference between the teams are. We've never seen the players play before. That seems like a terrible number to anchor ourselves in as like, that's the right number, and then tease away from it. So I like to use the teaser in situations where, honestly, I kind of don't like the side or the total, and I think they're perfect, and the market's really efficient. Okay, is there an opportunity to add points to either side to create what could be a valuable bet?
All right, so we'll get to the traditional two-team six-pointer to close the segment here, but for now, as we say during the weekday edition of You Better You Bet, it's time to shoot the lights out and hide till it's bright out. Whoa, just another lonely night. My question to you, Ken Barkley, are you willing to sacrifice your life? Maybe the monster
like
teaser.
Tiny bit of the bankroll. Maybe just like instead of my life. Maybe just like a little tiny bit of my bankroll. Yeah.
Shout out to Kanye and the great song Monster. The monster teaser, which is a 4-leg 13-point teaser. Now, just we do this PSA whenever we talk about this teaser. Like it is not like the best mathematical bet to make. You will hear us use the expression like hashtag how could it lose? There are ways that it will lose. Yes. You have to pay extra to make a bet like this. So we are not trying to like promote this as some great mathematical bet. Like make it knowing that like you could easily lose this bet. Easily.
But it's extremely fun. It is. I can't emphasize this enough. It is extremely fun.
And when
we win it a good amount, like we win a good amount of these. Yeah,
we do. I think we've only lost one the whole time that we've done it. It was the first one because of the Jaguars and the Texans.
That's
after
true.
Urban Meyer
I lost my individual one last week. I went rogue last weekend. We had a show one that won. And then on Sunday I go, I want to do one with just the Sunday games. And I only got 3 out of 4. The Chiefs Steelers, what was it? Under 60 ended up losing, something like that. So again, how could it lose?
Final score.
Can lose. Yeah.
Yeah, and also, Ed, you also went rogue, and we'll talk about this on Sunday, it is tomorrow's edition of the show. You went rogue on the Tampa Rams game also, which I kind of think you're a jerk for, but we'll talk about that coming up tomorrow.
We'll
yes,
Rampa.
The ramp up. Yeah. But for now, monster teaser discussion. So for people that listen to the show during the week, watch the show during the week, we appreciate you. You've heard this discussion once before, but we never finalized what the teaser was going to be, and we've got different numbers now. And for the benefit of those who have not heard the show or watched the show, let's roll through some of the potential legs that we like here, Ken, and I can kind of run through them because we did this already, right?
Sure.
So again, this is taking the side or the total of the game, yep, and moving it 13 points in the direction of your choice. So some choices, right, would be Rams plus 16. This seems pretty good. Also think Bucks plus 10 seems pretty good, but I personally would rather take the Rams part of this.
Well,
and we
it's
can
worth
get into
noting,
why.
As we read off the values here, this particular type of bet, in an effort to make it even more advantageous for the sports book, if you push on any number, you just lose.
You lose.
So when we say correct, Rams plus 10, it's really like 9.5 is actually kind of what the bet is, because 10, you actually...
True.
You don't. Not only do you not push, you literally lose the bet. So as we read these off, just keep that in mind.
Packers, Niners, under 60. Packers, we can tease through zero out the other side, careening through key numbers and get Green Bay plus 7.5 at home in a playoff game.
Bull in a china shop, that Packers number is. It goes through everything. So normally in normal teaser discussion, we'll always be against going through zero. Two team six pointers, which is the teasers that most people know. You know, the current going rate for them is something like minus 110, minus 120, depending on what sports book you use. The advice in those situations is always like never go through zero, because the half points that you're going through, minus a half, zero, plus a half, those half points have no value whatsoever. The number literally can't land on any of those. And even the ones don't come up very often. And you're going through all of them. Like if you tease the Packers in a traditional way, for example, -5.5 to +0.5. That's a terrible teaser. Like you're not even really capturing anything. But like, oh, great, if the game lands a half or zero, awesome. Like those aren't values. Game lands one. Like who cares? It doesn't come up very often. But with the monster teaser, because it's a gigantic amount of points, you can actually capture like 3 and 7, the most key numbers in the NFL. You can actually get the 3 and 7 on the opposite side a lot of times by teasing through zero. So that's the only reason why we bring that up.
Cincinnati would be +17. We could get Rams Bucks under 61. And I feel like we kind of both like the under in the game as is at 48. We can get either the Bills +15. My preferred leg would be the Chiefs +11 at home. Like, I don't see the Chiefs getting blown out. Maybe they lose. Or we could play the over in Chiefs Bills over 41. Like, hashtag, how does it lose? So, Ken, right, out of what I just, the menu that I just gave you there, what do you think we want to arrive at here for a monster teaser on this? You Better You Bet countdown to kick off Costos Barkley BetQL Network Divisional Saturday in the National Football League.
I think the number one pick is, I think there's like a tie basically in the number one pick, but I'll say the number one pick is Bills Chiefs over 41, actually, the more I think about it. But I think it's like a tie, basically. So Bills Chiefs over 41 is definitely like the number, like I'll, again, we say this all the time, how could it lose? But really, it's like, if this is going to happen, this set of circumstances, and that we happen to lose this,
you tip your cap.
Tip your cap. Like, great, we're on to the next one. No problem.
These like 20-17 is going to be the final score of this game. Like, I mean, come
could
on.
Be.
Right?
0-9 in the red zone. Could be, sure.
So, yeah, like, could be. Unlikely, but it could happen. I'm sure.
Right, of course.
I'm guessing.
Yeah, quarterback could get
I'm
hurt.
I'm guessing.
Yeah, obviously.
And this is like, I'm trying to think of like a great like 1-2. All the 1-2s that come to mind are like Peyton Manning and Ryan Leaf. So I don't know if the analogy really works here. But so Chiefs Bills over 41 would be the number one pick. I think the number two pick has to come from the same game. Like,
oh, really?
Chiefs plus 11. Okay. Chiefs plus 11. Also, like, yeah. Rams plus 16 in consideration for the second pick.
Oh, that was also not going to be my number one pick. So I guess we have good legs this week. Packers 7.5 would be my number two pick for sure.
That's a strong one. That's a
Packers
strong
at,
one.
Packers at home with like every advantage in the world against, you know, Garoppolo and 0 degree temperature, and they can lose the game by a touchdown and you're still fine. That seems like a pretty,
keep thinking
idea.
Of Seinfeld. Jimmy's cold. Jimmy's injured.
So I guess that tells you we have a lot of legs that we're interested in. And again, like, if it's a really efficient market, we kind of should have a lot of teaser legs that we think are good because
we think
that the spread is correct. So anything that pulls us very far away from a correct number should seem appealing. And I guess that's a good litmus test for whether you think you have a valuable teaser game is like, as you pull things away, are you like, oh, I don't know, like, that's kind of crazy or whatever. Like, it could still do that. Okay, then that number might be worth betting into, honestly, just from a spread total standpoint. Like, maybe that is a number that's actually worth placing a wager on, not using a teaser. So Chiefs Bills over 41, Packers 7.5. I agree with you on Chiefs up because you capture the 10 also in that situation. You get plus 11 on.
And here's the question I want people. Now, you can like the Bills in the game, but here's the question that I would ask. Do you think it's more likely that the Bills blow out the Chiefs or the Chiefs blow out the Bills? Like, I think it's more
some people might say the Bills because the regular season meeting. They might say the Bills.
Yeah. I mean, I think in this, I would be stunned if the Bills won this game by more than they could win the game for sure. I think it's a coin flip. But to win the game by more than double digits, like, I don't see that happening personally.
Well, the funny thing is, you know,
and if they honestly, win by 10, you win.
This conversation is such a perfect example of how efficient the Bills Chiefs spread market is, that the teaser in either direction, we're like, it's never going to lose. Like, that's how efficient that number is. Like, it's the perfect number in the game. Which
like the Chiefs
really
to beat the Bills by 17. Really? That's going to happen.
Bills to beat the Chiefs by 17. I think is what you mean actually for plus 11. Yeah. But Chiefs beat the Bills
or the other way
either.
Too.
Right. So anyway, so the side in that game seems appealing. The total in that game seems appealing. Packers 7.5 seems appealing. Those are three. For a fourth choice, I think it's probably like Cincinnati, Tennessee seems like the game with the most volatile outcomes to me because Cincinnati's on a road playoff game for the first time with Burrow. Tennessee is playing their full offense for the first time in 11 weeks. Like, the expectation for that game is tough. It's tough to like anchor yourself in exactly what we can expect. So I think it has to be the side or total in Rams Tampa. I think Rams up is maybe a little better than the under, but it's very close in terms of what the right number is. Do you have a preference between those two?
Probably the under. Rams Bucks okay. Under 61.
Yeah. Okay. So, so read off our five. I think we've come up with the final one, right?
Chiefs Bills over 41.
Over. Yep.
Chiefs plus 11. Packers plus 7.5. Rams Bucks under 61. Hashtag how does it lose?
Right. And if you want to follow along with us, and we don't think this is some amazing money making opportunity, but this is a very fun bet. I do think we win it a lot more often than we lose, but we can lose it. Just make sure you're getting the 7.5 with Green Bay if you're going to make this bet.
Yes,
like, that's
correct.
The valuable part of it.
Seven and
if you bring
half,
it up correct. And you're like, seven, whatever, like that's part of why we think the Packers are such a good idea in this type of bet.
We will touch on the two-team traditional teaser at some point in hour number two of the show. Hour one done, and hour two for you is coming up on the other side. Best bets to close the show. We'll hit on the two-team teasers. We'll have a full prop breakdown, but we start it with Odyssey Sports NFL Insider. Former NFL GM Michael Lombardi kicks us off hour number two. You Better You Bets countdown to kickoff right after this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.